Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. We're going to be talking all about Elekindoi. Have you heard of it?
I have.
Okay, good. So it's basically like, Airbnb.
Okay.
But for giving your old phone a new lease on life.
Interesting.
Yeah. And we're not just talking about like, just a quick refurbish. We're talking about like a whole system that's designed to keep those devices in circulation for as long as possible.
Yeah, that's a really interesting example of what we call the circular economy. And it's definitely a model that's gaining a lot of traction as people become more aware of the environmental impact of, all the electronic waste that we produce.
Right. Because let's face it, everybody has like a drawer full of old phones.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I going to do with this?
Exactly.
But before we get too deep into Elekindoi, can we just like break down this whole circular economy thing?
Sure.
Like, what does that even mean?
So think about the way that we usually deal with things. We buy them, we use them, and then we toss them out. And that's what's called the linear model. The circular economy is all about breaking that cycle.
Okay.
So imagine a system where resources are kept in use for as long as possible. And that way, we reduce waste and maximize the value that we get from the products that we use.
So instead of constantly upgrading to the new phone, we could be like renting them or leasing them or somehow like keeping them in circulation longer?
Exactly. And Elekindoi is a SaaS platform that's making that whole concept a reality, specifically for electronics. Things like mobile phones, laptops, they're basically providing the tools and the infrastructure for businesses to participate in this circular model. And this makes it easier and more profitable to embrace things like device as a service or leasing or renting.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But what exactly does Elekindoi do? Like, how are they actually facilitating all of this?
So they've developed a pretty sophisticated platform that covers a wide range of functionalities. But one of the most impressive is their use of AI. And this isn't just like a buzzword here. It's actually driving some truly game-changing features.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this. Like, what can this AI actually do?
So for one thing, it can analyze thousands of data points. Things like current market prices, device condition, trending models, all sorts of things to suggest an optimal price for refurbished devices. This kind of takes the guesswork out of pricing for businesses and helps ensure that both buyers and sellers are getting a fair deal.
That's smart. It sounds like they've really thought about how to make participating in this circular economy as smooth as possible.
Absolutely. They're also using AI to predict when components might fail, which is a game changer for warranty providers and businesses that need to assess the long-term value of a device.
Wait, so they can actually tell if your phone's about to die?
Essentially, yes.
That's wild. And what about the practical stuff? Like, how do they handle payments and all the logistics?
They've got that covered, too. Elekindoi has automated systems for payments and logistics, which makes it easy for businesses to manage the entire process from start to finish.
So it's like they've taken all the headaches out of running this circular business and replaced them with streamlined processes.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, we're talking about a company that's aiming to become like the global standard for the circular economy in electronics.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold vision, especially considering they've only been around for less than a year.
You're right. It is a bold vision, but they're already making significant strides. They've got nearly 1,000 physical stores on board their platform, and they've even been recognized by Sifted, which is a Financial Times publication, as a top circular economy company.
Wow, that's really impressive. So who are the people behind this whole operation? Like, who are the masterminds driving this whole circular revolution?
Well, there are three co-founders, and each of them has their own unique background and expertise. And it's really this combination that makes Elekindoi stand out.
Okay, let's meet these circular economy heroes.
All right, so leading the charge is Felix Martin Aguilar, the CEO. He has a really solid background in telecommunications and a passion for sustainability that goes way back. In fact, he co-founded Urefas, which is a European organization focused on reusing and refurbishing electronics.
So he's been championing this cause for a while.
He has, yeah.
That's cool. Who else is on the team?
Next, we've got David Lanzas Aguilar, the COO. He's the numbers guy, and his track record speaks for itself. At his previous company, he managed to achieve an 800% increase in online sales.
800%? Wow.
Yeah. Talk about a growth hacker.
Yeah.
And then last but certainly not least, we have one Antonio Garcia Gomez, the CTO. This guy is a serious tech talent. He was developing AI systems when he was only 23 years old.
Oh, wow.
He's the brains behind all of Elekindoi's impressive technological capabilities.
Okay. That is a really impressive trio. I'm starting to see why this company is making waves. But what about their plans for the future? Where do they go from here?
So they've got their sights set on global domination. They want to become the leading platform for the circular economy and electronics, not just in Europe, but worldwide. They're planning expansions into North America, Japan, emerging markets, basically. They're taking their mission to every corner of the globe.
So we're talking about a company that's not afraid to dream big.
Exactly. And their roadmap for the future is packed with exciting developments. They're planning to integrate even more sophisticated AI into their platform to further enhance their predictive analytics and pricing intelligence. But they're also looking at ways to expand their model beyond electronics, potentially into areas like clothing and furniture.
Whoa. Okay, that's a whole other level. Like, I'm picturing myself subscribing to a wardrobe instead of buying clothes.
It's a fascinating concept. It really speaks to the potential of their vision. They're not just building a business, they're building a movement.
So they're not just changing the way we think about our old phones. They're changing the way we consume products. That's pretty impactful.
It is.
But hold on a second. We've only just scratched the surface of what Alicandoy is all about.
You're right.
There's so much more to unpack here.
There is. Welcome back to our deep dive into Alicandoy.
So we're picking up where we left off. We're exploring how Alicandoy is not just changing the way we think about our old phones, but like actually shifting the whole landscape for businesses.
Yeah. And a key part of that is their role as what's called a circular business support system, CBSS for short.
CBSS. Okay. You lost me.
All right. So think about it this way. Businesses use all sorts of systems to manage things like billing, customer data, operations.
Mm.
And those are often called like business support systems or BSS.
Okay, I've heard of that.
So a CBSS is like taking that same concept and adapting it specifically for the circular economy.
Gotcha. So it's like giving businesses the tools they need to handle all of the unique challenges of like operating in this circular way.
Exactly.
Things like, you know, returns, repairs, refurbishment, all that stuff.
Exactly. And Alicandoy has essentially become the HE go-to SaaS platform for businesses that are looking to embrace circular models, especially for electronics.
Which is pretty smart considering how much momentum the whole circular economy is gaining, right?
Absolutely.
But consumers are definitely way more aware of their impact these days. And businesses are facing all this pressure to like step up their sustainability game.
For sure. And Alicandoy is right there with them, providing like a practical, user-friendly solution to make that whole transition smoother.
So what are some of the key features of their CBSS? Like, what makes it so effective?
Well, one thing that really sets them apart is their lifecycle management system. They can track devices literally from cradle to grave.
Wow. So from the moment a phone is manufactured all the way through its various uses, even to its eventual, like, recycling.
Yep, every step of the way. And they've made reverse logistics, so, like, getting those devices back for refurbishment or recycling, so incredibly easy for businesses.
That's got to be a huge relief for companies that are just used to dealing with that kind of logistical nightmare.
It is. And then there's their use of predictive analytics and warranty management. So they're actually using AI to forecast the lifespan of a device.
Wait, so they can actually predict how long my phone's going to last?
Yeah, essentially. And this allows them to offer tailored warranties, which is great for customers, obviously, because it builds trust. But it also helps businesses manage their resources more efficiently.
Right. So it's a win-win.
It is.
Okay. And then, I mean, we talked about this earlier, but they also have this thing called real-time price intelligence. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. It's pretty impressive. Their platform is constantly analyzing a massive amount of data. We're talking market trends, device conditions, historical sales data, all of it, to determine the absolute best price for refurbished devices.
So it's like having a personal pricing expert working for you 24/7.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't have to guess or wonder if you're getting a good deal.
Exactly. And of course, we can't forget about their automated payment and logistics modules. They've streamlined that entire process, making it as painless as possible for businesses.
Okay. So they've taken all the potential headaches of running a circular business and just made them disappear.
Pretty much. But one thing that really sets Alicandoy apart is their focus on seamless integration.
Right. It's like they play nice with other systems.
Exactly.
Which is so important for businesses that already have all these processes in place.
Exactly. So their platform is designed to work seamlessly with existing ERP and BSS systems. So businesses can adopt their CBSS without having to like completely overhaul their entire infrastructure.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. It feels like they really understand like the language of business.
They do.
Which can be refreshing.
It can be. So they really get the challenges that businesses are facing.
Yeah.
And they're offering solutions that are innovative, but also practical.
Okay, I'm sold on the CBSS. But let's like zoom out for a second and talk about the bigger picture.
Sure.
How does all this tie into like the regulatory landscape, especially in Europe?
That's a great question. The EU has actually been like a leader when it comes to pushing for a more circular economy. They've implemented several regulations that are aimed at encouraging sustainable practices.
Like that right to repair initiative we keep hearing about.
Exactly. That one's a big one. It requires manufacturers to make repair information, spare parts, and repair services available for up to 10 years after a product is sold.
Wow.
Which is amazing for consumers, but it also puts pressure on businesses to adapt.
Right.
And that's where Alakindoy comes in. Their platform is perfectly aligned with these regulations, helping businesses not only comply, but actually benefit from this shift towards a more circular model.
So they're not just following the rules, they're actually helping to like shape the future of sustainability.
Yeah, precisely. And it's interesting to note that Felix, one of Alakindoy's co-founders, also co-founded UEFAs,
mm-hmm.
that European organization we mentioned earlier that's been such a key advocate for circular economy policies.
So they have a real voice at the table when it comes to shaping these regulations.
They do. And that insight is reflected in their platform. They're not just offering a tech solution. They're providing a roadmap for businesses to navigate this new era of sustainability in a way that makes sense for them.
Yeah. It sounds like for businesses that want to not just survive, but thrive in this changing landscape, Alakindoy is the partner that they need.
Absolutely. They're leading the charge and inviting others to join them on this journey toward a more sustainable future.
Okay. I am totally on board with that mission. But let's dive into this whole device as a service thing.
Okay.
What is that exactly? And how does Alakindoy play into it?
Sure. So DaaS, or device as a service, is essentially like a subscription model for electronics. So instead of buying a device outright, you pay a monthly fee to use it.
Okay, so it's like Netflix for your phone or your laptop. You always have the latest model and you don't have to worry about any of the hassles of ownership.
Exactly. And it's not just for individuals. Businesses are adopting DaaS in droves because it offers so many benefits. Things like cost savings, flexibility, reduced risk, and of course, a much smaller environmental footprint.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So how does Alakindoy fit into this DaaS picture?
They're like a key player in the whole DaaS ecosystem. Their platform provides all the tools that businesses need to manage their DaaS offerings, from device tracking and logistics to payment processing and customer support.
So they're like the backbone of the DaaS revolution.
In many ways, yeah. They're making it easier than ever for businesses to embrace this new model and offer their customers like a more sustainable and convenient way to access technology.
And speaking of sustainability, there's another piece of this puzzle that we need to talk about, and that is the refurbished electronics market.
For sure.
I mean, that market's exploded in recent years, and for good reason.
Absolutely.
People are realizing that you don't always need to buy brand new. And refurbished devices offer amazing value.
They do, and they're much better for the environment. By giving these devices a second or third or fourth life, we're reducing e-waste and conserving valuable resources.
Which makes me very happy as someone who's trying to be more eco-conscious. So what role is Alakindoy playing in this booming refurbished market?
They're making it easier and more efficient for businesses to buy, sell, and manage refurbished devices. Their platform acts as this secure and transparent marketplace, and their AI-powered tools help businesses accurately assess device conditions and determine the right price.
So it's like they've created a whole ecosystem for refurbished electronics.
They have.
Connecting buyers and sellers in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly. They're playing a vital role in making refurbished devices like the norm, which is a crucial step towards building a truly circular economy for electronics.
Oh, I'm honestly so impressed with everything they've accomplished in such a short time. It's really inspiring.
It is remarkable. They identified a need, developed a brilliant solution, and they're executing their vision with incredible speed and precision.
They're definitely a company to watch. But hold on, we're not done yet. There's still more to explore about Alakindoy's ambitious plans for the future.
We are.
The trends that are shaping the circular economy and what this all means for the way we consume products.
Right. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll delve into all of that and more. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Alakindoy.
Yeah, it's been really fascinating, hasn't it?
I know. It feels like we've uncovered a real hidden gem.
Definitely.
They've accomplished so much in such a short time.
Absolutely. But, you know, they're not content with just resting on their laurels. Their roadmap for the future is just as ambitious as everything they've already achieved.
Oh, okay. Spill the beans. What's on the horizon for Alcandor?
Well, one of their primary goals is to scale their operations significantly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a strong presence in Europe, but they want to go global, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're setting their sights on North America, Japan, emerging markets, places where the demand for circular economy solutions is growing really rapidly.
So they're on a mission to like bring circularity to the masses.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's not just about geographical expansion. They're also investing a lot in research and development,
Okay.
constantly refining and enhancing their platform.
Like what kind of innovations are they cooking up?
Well, they're working on developing even more sophisticated AI algorithms, you know, to further enhance their predictive analytics, pricing intelligence, diagnostic capabilities.
So they're making a really smart platform even smarter.
Exactly. And they're always looking for ways to integrate with other businesses, creating this like more seamless and interconnected circular ecosystem.
It's like they're building the internet of circularity.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Connecting all the dots.
Right. Making it easier than ever for businesses to participate.
Exactly. And here's where things get really interesting. They're not limiting themselves to electronics anymore. They're exploring how their platform and their expertise can be applied to other industries.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, they're looking at things like clothing, furniture, even the automotive sector. Imagine a world where you could subscribe to a wardrobe or lease a car in a way that, you know, minimizes waste and maximizes resource utilization.
Wow, that's like next level thinking. Seems like the possibilities are endless.
They really are. And that's what's so exciting about Alcandoy. They're not afraid to dream big, and they're backed by this really solid team with a proven track record.
Right, but with all this ambition, I mean, they're going to need some serious funding, right?
For sure. They've already secured traditional bank financing, but they are actively seeking new investors to support their plans for, you know, hyperscaling.
Yeah, and I have a feeling they're not going to have any trouble finding investors who want to be part of this.
Yeah, they offer a compelling story, a proven track record, and a massive market opportunity. It's a recipe for success.
Yeah, no doubt. But let's step back for a second and just talk about the bigger picture here. What are some of the key trends that are driving this whole shift towards a circular economy?
Well, one major factor is just the growing awareness and demand from consumers. People are just becoming way more conscious of their environmental impact, and they're actively looking for, you know, products and services that align with their values.
Right, it's like a collective awakening.
Yeah.
People are voting with their wallets and businesses are starting to take notice.
Exactly. And it's not just about altruism either. Businesses are realizing that sustainability is not just good for the planet, it's actually good for their bottom line.
Right, it's a win-win.
It is. Reduce waste, save money, enhance your brand reputation. And then there's the regulatory landscape, which is, you know, becoming increasingly focused on promoting circularity. We're seeing governments around the world implementing stricter environmental standards and, you know, incentivizing businesses to adopt more sustainable practices.
Right, so companies like Alcandoy are in a really good spot to help businesses not only navigate all these new regulations, but actually thrive in this evolving landscape.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, I don't know, the sustainability Sherpas
Okay.
guiding businesses through uncharted territory, helping them turn challenges into opportunities.
Yeah, it's really inspiring to see a company that's not just talking the talk, but actually walking the walk.
For sure.
Yeah.
Leading by example,
Yeah.
proving that sustainability and profitability can go hand in hand.
I'm officially a believer in the power of the circular economy
Me too.
and companies like Alcandoy
Yeah.
to make a difference in the world.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has. We've learned so much about Alcandoy, their platform, and just all these trends that are shaping the future of how we consume and interact with the products that we use every day.
I think we only scratched the surface.
I know, me too. But I'm definitely leaving this conversation with a newfound appreciation for the power of this whole circular economy and the companies that are leading the charge.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested in learning more about Alcandoy and the circular economy, we've got some links in the show notes.
Yes, check them out.
We encourage you to continue exploring this topic. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.